The pandemic disrupted the way kids learn in school, and that led some educators to find creative ways to keep young people engaged. That includes our next guest. When classes in Milwaukee public schools went virtual, she started a YouTube channel reading children's books out loud. Now, 2 years later, it's gotten thousands of views and it's gone on the road, including some very special locations.
Good afternoon. It is a terrific Tuesday, and we are here for our Tuesday Read Aloud, and I am on the 50-yard line of Lambeau Field. It just doesn't get any better than that.
She's with us to share that project and some of her top summer reading picks for kids. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have favorite memories of reading to a kid or being read to as a kid or a grown-up? Have you found a way to help spark kids' interest in reading? Maybe something special during the pandemic as a parent or maybe a teacher or school staffer yourself? And do you have a favorite children's book, past or present? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Danette Justice is a literacy coach with Milwaukee Public Schools, the creator of the Just Us and Books reading show on YouTube. Her work was highlighted in the Wisconsin Weavers series in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Danette, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Can you tell us how the idea for Just Us and Books came to be?
Well, in the beginning of 2020, the first day of school, I usually go around and read a book to the students to welcome them back. I couldn't do that, so I made a recording of myself reading for the students, and I thought that would be it. I posted it to the teachers' Google Classrooms, and one of the students put a little message under there and said, "Wow, Ms. Justice, you're a good reader." And I was like, "Oh, well, thank you." And so one of the teachers said, "That was good. What are you reading next week?" And I was like, "Oh, next week. I guess I'll need to figure out something." And next week became another week and another week, and it became something weekly.
And I understand over time your production values went up some with a little help from a friend.
Yes, yes. My nephew, his name is Maceo Bracey. He is a student at Golda Meir School here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, MPS. And he had been going out with me to various locations and helping me to record the videos. And then one day he said, "You know, I'm going to take the video and I'm going to do some stuff to it." And I was like, "Okay, well, go right ahead." And he did his first video, and that one was the Bucks reading that I did at the Pfizer Forum. And he added graphics, he added visuals, he put the book in the story, and he just really made the reading come alive. So it's actually one of my favorite. It's called The Me I Choose to Be.
And you, I played the clip of you reading at Lambeau. You just mentioned Pfizer Forum. What led you to take your readings out on the road and on location?
You know, it actually started one day. I was at home. It was a snow day. And it was, I've been trying to stay consistent with the readings, and it was a snow day. And I was like, "Well, let me just go in the backyard during this blizzard and read A Snowy Day." And it was actually one of the most viewed videos that I had. And I was like, "Well, you know, who says that I have to read all of them in my office?" And I was like, "Okay, well, let's start thinking about where we can go." I had an opportunity to do one at Northwestern Mutual in downtown Milwaukee at the top. And I did a visual of the skyline. And if you've ever heard about it or been up there, it has a complete 360-degree visual of downtown Milwaukee. And when I showed that video, a lot of the landmarks that it showed, the students had never seen them before, never even heard of them. And I'm like, "But this is like literally 2 or 3 miles away from you, and you all don't even know this is right in your backyard." And I was like, "Let's start going to some of those places so that you know all the different places that are right here in your own backyard."
We're talking to Danette Justice, literacy coach for Milwaukee Public Schools, creator of the Just Us and Books reading show on YouTube. Lots of samples available there. She's talking about her efforts to inspire kids to read. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite memory of reading to someone or being read to yourself? Have you watched Danette's series along the way? Do you work in schools? How have you found ways, maybe especially during the pandemic, to get kids engaged in reading? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Danette, one of your inspirations, I understand, an inspiration for a lot of people, LeVar Burton and Reading Rainbow. Could you talk a little bit about your appreciation for him?
Reading Rainbow was one of my favorite shows as a kid. You watched Sesame Street, and then you watched Reading Rainbow. And I just love it. It was like a field trip. Every episode, we got to hear a book, but then we also got to see that book connect to a field trip place and location. And I love the way that happened. And I guess I'm trying to pattern that after my idol, LeVar Burton.
As a literacy coach, what is it about being read to that can help spark an interest in books? I think it's definitely true, but why do you see it? Why do you see that working?
I think read alouds can take you anywhere. I think that connection that it has with the person that is reading, be it if you're doing it at home with your family or you're doing it at in school with your classroom, everyone gather around, let's get comfortable and let's hear a good book. Let's just enjoy what this book has to offer and the fun, the illustrations, the vocabulary, and just really good content of a book. And you know, it helps you kind of fall in love with reading.
What age range are you thinking about when you pick, you know, when you select your books and your locations for the videos?
I will be very honest. Sadly, when we think of children's books and picture books, we think of elementary. But these children's books are so advanced. The content in there, the storyline, the beginning, middle, and end. I teach a class at UWM during the summer, and how I start my class every day is to read a picture book. And I remember one time I left the book at home, and so I didn't have anything to read. And they were like, where's our story? So even in high school, a good picture book can be very valuable. So really any grade level could find some benefit from the read alouds.
We're talking to Danette Justice, literacy coach at Milwaukee Public Schools, creator of the Just Us and Books reading video series. We're talking to her about that show and some suggestions for getting kids to read, maybe some summertime reading picks as well. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is there a classic, a children's book or a picture book that you love from when you were a kid? As a parent, as a teacher, maybe all of the above? Call it at 800-642-1234. Have you found ways to get kids in your life inspired to want to read? Or was there something that worked for you when you were a child? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our talk about kids and reading. Danette Justice of the Just Us and Books YouTube reading show stays with us, a show she created accidentally at first in some ways to help encourage kids to keep reading, especially during the pandemic. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite book for kids, maybe for kids of all ages, a favorite memory of reading to or being read to? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Mark is with us in Fort Atkinson. Mark, hi.
Hi. I have memories of being read to by my father when I was a little boy. And the book that we got read to is now on, I think, on the banned list. It's called Dr. Doolittle. Oh, no.
Dr. Doolittle, you said? Okay.
Yes. But here's the thing. The thing is that when you're reading to children, you can pick a book that's beyond their grade level. You can pick a book that has words in it that they don't know because it's a vocabulary builder. and you can read books that are advanced for them as far as writing, because they learn new writing styles and it stretches their imaginations.
Mark, thanks a lot for the call. Danette, that idea of, since you're doing the reading to them, you can kind of push the vocabulary a little more than they might be able to read themselves, whatever level they're at.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's one of the reasons why read alouds are important. It helps to build your vocabulary for sure.
Mark, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Danette, you've done a bunch of these readings now. How do you decide what you're going to read next, whether it's on the video or to your students in college this summer?
Well, I have thankfully been given a lot of books, and I'm amazed at the amount of books that are out there, the ideas. And now it's more of, okay, this would be a really cool location to read from. How can I, or what kind of book can I connect to this location? And trust me, there's a book out there to do that. So that's kind of where I'm going this summer, location, and then think of a book to connect.
Do you have ideas for parents who are thinking, you know, I've got a kid who's, you know, not a big reader. I want to find something they connect with. Where are there specific books you'd point them toward, or maybe resources to try to unlock the key there?
Reading is everywhere. That's one thing I would start with. So if it's reading the recipe that you're cooking for dinner, if it's I'm driving around and I'm reading street signs and billboards and things of that nature, I'm sure kids love the phone. You've got to read in order to send that text message or know what you're looking up. And if you're playing video games, I'm certain that you're reading something. So start with the things that they have to do, that they love to do, because I'm certain that reading is involved. And then also model good reading for them. It's important that that children see the people around them and the people that they love enjoying good reading too. And then that love will be passed down to the children as well.
Yeah, the word on me growing up is I learned a lot of my letters and numbers from comic strip book collections and baseball cards. It doesn't have to be a classic work of literature, right?
Absolutely. Reading is reading. A good comic book, the newspaper, a manual to a video game, reading the instructions, all of that is reading and all of that is important. So, yes, definitely.
Go back to our callers now. Mona is with us in Madison. Mona, hi.
Hi, thank you. I'm a retired remedial reading teacher, and I'm so happy for this program. It's terrific information for parents and teachers. I discovered when my grandson was born 6 years ago that young parents today are not even familiar with some of the classics. And I'm thinking in particular of three, Millions of Cats, The Little House, which I used to cry over, and The Little Engine That Could. And I bought all three of those for my grandson because, I mean, everyone buys them, you know, Brown Bear, and, you know, all those other things. But no one thinks of these classics when they're buying new parents' books. And they still hold up really, really well, I think, with children. So,
fantastic, Mona. Grandma to the rescue there. Grandma reading teacher, no less. And, Danette, that idea of whether you're the parent or grandparent or whoever, just getting some books in front of the kids can be a great gift.
Absolutely. I just recently had a granddaughter born and they were talking about the different things to buy and said, well, she's going to get books from me. So that's definitely a great gift.
Mona, thanks a lot for that call. Danette, I know one of your goals, not just with the videos, but in your work is closing disparities, gaps in reading, racial disparities in others. Can you talk a little more about how you're hoping to help tackle that?
I think a lot of our children just don't see people reading. And if they can see people that look like them reading, if they can see books perhaps that have characters and content that they can relate to, it might help bridge that gap and allow them to, you know, that sounds like an interesting book. And hopefully by me adding these locations of places, you know, we just won, Milwaukee Bucks just won a championship. So by adding things that they might be able to relate to and putting a book there, maybe jarring, striking their interest in reading.
Now, you worked your way into this YouTube series because of the pandemic. Are you going to stop doing it now the kids are back in the schools?
I am not. I am not. In fact, my plan is to spend the summer continuing with a weekly read aloud, but along with the read aloud, I plan on having an activity and then a location. So they'll have a read aloud, an activity that the student can do by themselves or with their family or with summer school, and hopefully a field trip idea that they could do right here in Milwaukee.
Now, we've talked about the books and the locations. Did I see a picture of you dressed up as a pizza for one of these?
You did. You did. I was at Palermo's and they were so kind enough to invite me in to do a read aloud. And not only did we get to read, but we also, I had my nephew, Maceo Bracey, who is my production person, do the pizza making. So they got to see how pizzas were made, and it was made in this giant oven that was brought from Italy. So just a wonderful experience. The students here at Seaford love the pizza and they love the donut. Food, of course.
And in just our last few moments, if you don't mind spoiling it, what are some of your next few locations?
Well, I definitely plan on going to the zoo, the Milwaukee County Zoo, the domes. I just got information about a water treatment center, which I never thought of. Wow, I never even thought to read that, but I actually found a book that would go perfectly with that, but exposing children to some careers that maybe they never thought of. So I'm looking forward to that one. Summerfest, I'll be doing a read aloud at Summerfest. Actually, that one should be coming up very soon. And hopefully some of the parks and hiking, the Hank Aaron Trail, exposing them to some of that. And then, of course, I got to get to State Fair because that's one of my favorite things to do in the summertime. So definitely have to get there.
Danette, thank you so much for sharing this with us today.
Thank you for having me on.
That's Danette Justice. She's a literacy coach with Milwaukee Public Schools, creator of the Just Us and Books reading show on YouTube. She was with us today to talk about her show and to share some reading advice for parents and kids.